What about you, Elizabeth? Anything, your other interests?
I really enjoy reading and writing. I like to experiment with different genres, including poetry, fiction, and nonfiction. And I'm also very interested in ethnomusicology and hope to bring together studies in music performance and anthropology to be able to take a closer look at different forms of music and forms of musical training around the world.
That's amazing. Is this your senior year?
Yes, it is.
And do you have plans for the fall?
Yeah, I plan to major in music performance and anthropology wherever I can. It is the season to hear back from schools, so I'm waiting to hear and hoping for the best.
If you wish to mention your the one you hope to hear from, you may, but I also understand you may not want to. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I hope you... I got a shaking head there. I know not to jinx it, but fingers crossed. Maggie, what other things do you like to do?
Well, music is, like, my main focus. I work part-time at TJ Maxx. I've always been really interested, like, school-wise in math and statistics, so I've done stuff with that outside of school as well.
Very cool. And do you have plans for... what you might like to do after high school? You're a junior, right?
Yeah, I'm a junior, so I'm not 100% sure yet, but definitely wherever I go to school, I want to have music. So whether that's a double major or a dual degree or something along those lines, like, I want to have both.
So you're into statistics already. I didn't get that until college. So do you know what a confidence interval is and that stuff?
Oh, yeah, I took AP Statistics last year.
So, you know, t-tests, and do either of you two know what we're talking about? That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's actually incredible. Poisson distributions?
Not that.
Oh, okay. You'll get there if you want. Caden, I know you've got a while yet. You're in eighth grade, but have you thought about what you want to do? Maybe?
I think in college, I do want to continue swimming, though I may not treat it as competitively as I want academics to be my main focus. I also want to keep music in my life, like continue playing the viola. And then I'm not really sure what I want to major in right now, but I think I have lots of interest in history and biology. So, yeah.
That sounds like you'll be able to do whatever it is that you'd like to do. Does anybody have anything that you'd like to say that I didn't give you room to? I know Alyssa. Is Alyssa with you today? Your Youth Chamber Connection representative?
I don't think she's here.
I didn't see her today, but I'll thank Alyssa Hensley for helping to coordinate things. Did I miss any opportunity for you to say anything? I'm getting nods. So thank you very much for being with us. You sounded great, and we're grateful for you being here. Oh, who picked Time Traveling Trio? I like it.
That was me.
That's your writing interests in the alliteration. I like it. T-cubed, the time traveling. Talk about T-tests, huh? The Time Traveling Trio. Thank you for being with us today. And coming up, more live music. We have Erie-based singer-songwriter Tommy Link joining us in just a few moments, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with the Time Traveling Trio. And Ricky Berger and Chad Green is here. He did a great mix. And way out there, I see Alexa Bosick and Ty Chorosky. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including our own slbradio.org/radio.
Things outside. When it ends, will you be happier looking past the barriers of pride? But here we are, stuck in this moment of time. Let's take all the mystery out of our history, leaving the ashes behind.
Fine song and a fine album. That's Jeremy Garrett. Kicking off this hour live here at SLB, that's from the 2022 release called River Wild. Thank you for being along with us today. Coming up, more live music. We're excited to be able to present Tommy Link to you. He's going to be joining us. He's down from Erie today, and you'll get a chance to get to know him. when he plays live for you in just a few moments.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
In case you missed last week's SLB, our segments about Project Prom and showcasing flash fiction writers honored by the Western Pennsylvania Council of Teachers of English, and our tribute to Irish troubadour Terry Griffith are all now available at neighborhoodvoices.org. And a quick note, you can tour our new SLB Youth Media Center. We'll have lots of opportunities, but there is one coming up Wednesday, March 22nd. Some of our youth reporters will be on hand as we celebrate the premiere episode of Radcast, a brand new podcast showcasing Allegheny County Regional Asset District assets. I'll be on hand too, as well as other folks from SLB. That's Wednesday, March 22nd from 5 to 6 o'clock. It's free. We hope to see you here. You can get more details by going to our Facebook page at SLB Radio, or if you go to Eventbrite and search on SLB Radio, everything should be there. Now, let me see if I can get this right. Don't have it written down. Let's see. A six stringer song singer, I think. I got it. We'll talk about that nomenclature a little bit, but it gives me a lot of pleasure now to introduce you to Erie based singer songwriter Tommy Link.
I think I'd ought to have the words with all the time I've spent collecting ones I've heard, talking in circles till we're bordering absurd. And I still don't speak language. Back home it's there all written down, the things I meant to say but never could be found. Thoughts and emotions all just translated to a sound. All the fear, the joy, the anguish. I'm just tired of the stories, they all start the same. Looking for somebody to blame, but you still don't see. Tonight, bring on. just leave these thoughts for dead. I'll die a thousand deaths with you rolling in my head, filling the blanks of all the words that weren't said. There's no mercy in imagination. Pick up the phone and search for clues. Pinpoint the time and day my skin began to bruise. Scenes play out the same, this doesn't come as news. We just move in the same rotation. I'm just tired of the stories, they all start the same. Looking for somebody to blame, and you still don't see the morning. End up with endings you don't mean to write, waging wars that you don't mean to fight. How could tonight bring on so many mornings? How can tonight bring on so many mornings? And memories sell the sentence that's deserved till I forget to remember. Looking for somebody to blame, and you still don't see the warning. End up with endings you don't mean to write, waging wars that you don't mean to fight. How could tonight bring on so many mornings? How can tonight
it's Tommy Link getting us started this hour. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
What's it called?
So Many Mornings.
I thought so, but I didn't want to assume anything. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I keep saying Erie-based because I know you're living in Erie now, right?
Correct. Born and raised.
Okay. Yeah. And what's it like to grow up in Erie? Were you an Erie proper or
in the suburbs in Mill Creek?
Oh, I know Mill Creek. Yeah. Famous for its mall. I don't know if it's still there.
Exactly. It is still there.
But Mill Creek is adjacent to Erie and really close to Presque Isle.
Yes.
I've sometimes fantasized like, oh, if I grew up in Erie, I'd get to go to the lake all the time. And did you do that?
We did, yes. Yes, the lake and the beach was a big part of my youth, big part of growing up. Quite a lot of songwriting came with visions of water and visions of being on the beach and things like that. It's a recurring theme.
I can imagine. And I know in my lifetime, and I suspect probably in yours too, that area is changing a lot. I can remember when you could still camp. I don't know if Sarah's campground is still there.
Okay.
Something's changed, some things don't, yes. Unless it's now glamping. I doubt it. But a lot of retirement or second homes have started to go up there.
Sure.
From what I've seen. Have there been lots of changes from your perspective?
Yeah, there's definitely a movement on State Street and the downtown in particular, where with Erie Insurance and Lecom there, it's becoming a little bit more high-end. Though there is that stretch of 8th Street that leads to Presque Isle, they're working on renovating is the word I was looking for.
I like
I couldn't do it again if I tried. I don't know where it came from. No, there's a lot of work going into it to making it a little bit more of a shopping district, I think, to try to give more to do for the tourists outside of just visiting the beach. There's been a lot of purchasing the land around and leading up to Presque Isle by the city itself, I believe. I know it's a multi-year project. There's been a few newspaper articles about it, but a lot going on, and it's one of those things where I feel like we don't know what it's going to look like until it happens.
It's just nice to know things are happening. Right. The other thing, and then I promise we don't have to talk about Erie for the whole hour. I haven't been to Erie in a long time and spent any significant, meaningful time in Erie. But I can remember kids cruising, like high school kids, mm-hmm. cruising in cars. And I mean in the 80s maybe.
Sure.
I'm not going back to the 50s, 60s. But going up and down, I think it was State Street.
Oh,
Does that go on still?
Not to my knowledge. Okay. I mean, in this moment, there's definitely too much construction for you to get anywhere doing that sort of thing.
I'd like to think we have lower carbon footprint activities to amuse ourselves, but it was a fun place to be in the theater. State theaters are big. I'm trying to remember the big theater downtown.
Oh, there's the Erie Playhouse. There's the Warner Theater.
I'm thinking of the Warner Theater. Yeah.
Yeah, that was just recently renovated and reopened after COVID, and that's looking good. It seems like they're getting some good traction there.
Excellent. Well, there's more I want to know about you
sure.
besides your geography. But
absolutely.
Why don't we have you play another song first, though? What would you like to play?
Sure. We'll do something that's sort of old and new at the same time. This is something that I wrote a long time ago, but have only just recently revisited with the hopes of recording it soon. And on the theme of the last song, this one's called Men of Words, and it's about being somebody who collects words, so to speak. Oh, I do want to give a quick shout out too. I got a chance to visit them on the way down to my niece and nephew, Maggie and Leo, if they got a chance to listen. They live north of the city, so I stopped to say hello this morning.
Hi, Maggie. Hi, Leo. If you want, you can text us 412-200-5975. We will pass your message on to your Uncle Tommy.
Strong and steady, seems so deep, but it's still so petty, and it's something I've overlooked so many times. But it's all right there, this documented dream's affair of someone who is keeping all the secrets between the lines. So I put my faith in these men of words, and I never once said anything. And critics cry, there's no place for this lullaby. Don't come round here with something we can't use. So face the fact, they would have me send it back, but underneath it all is something there that you don't want to lose. So I put my faith in these men of words, and I never once said anything. Later. walk up, 'cause I'm working towards something I've searched for through the years. Be up all night, playing in the candlelight, till the hours of the morning when there's nobody there to hear. And I put my faith in these men of words. I never once said anything. Yes, I put my faith in these men of words. I never once said anything.
That's Tommy Lenk, who is here from Erie today. That's a great song.
Thank you.
Your songs, the two you've played so far, have this natural sound. They are both literate, but they also drive in a nice way. You're just driving the message that you're singing into in a pleasant way. I can't express it quite well. I was going to say pounding, but that's not very pleasant. I think driving or focusing listeners on what it is you're trying to say. Tell me a little bit about your journey as a songwriter and musician. Did you start when you were super young?
Sure. So I didn't start guitar until I was 16. I first learned music. Our dear mother made all of me and my siblings take piano lessons at a young age, which we all did kicking and screaming. We couldn't stand it.
Yeah, us too.
But mother knew best, and we're all better for it. And then I took a guitar class in high school that was sort of an elective class, and took to it from there. And my mother, again, being the generous saint that she is, offered to buy me a guitar. And if I wanted to keep taking lessons, offered to pay for lessons at the local music store, World of Music in Erie. And I took lessons there for 2 years. And the rest is history, as far as learning to play guitar and sing and all that. And then started really working on writing songs right near the start of college. I've always was fascinated with the 60s and 70s singer-songwriters who were very word-heavy and storytelling. Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, Paul Simon, Billy Joel, Carole King, just the ones, especially with like Bob Dylan, where you could have a song that's 8 minutes long and 12 verses. And it was just, I loved the stories. And I loved.
Why do I see your mom's influence here too, potentially? maybe not.
Perhaps. She had my folks did have a decent record collection and cassette tape collection that I grew up listening to.
Yeah, that's music that I grew up listening to the first time around.
Right.
And it's, I like lots of different kinds of music, but those songs, many of them from the artists you mentioned and others of that era, really endure in terms of their words and also adaptability.
Absolutely.
I don't know if someday, much like we consider Tin Pan Alley, a certain era of music that was distinct and really not repeated, if we'll feel that way about the late 60s and early to mid 70s or not. Time will tell. I guess
right.
We are far away enough from it that maybe it is happening.
Well, I think the interesting comparison now, and I've spent the past decade searching for more musicians and artists of my era that exist in their prime after I was born as opposed to before. And I think the trade-off that comes with globalization of Spotify and things like that is that everybody can find their niche and you can have a certain level of success and popularity that didn't exist back in the time of primarily radio, where radio decided who was popular and who wasn't. Now anybody can be, they might not be at the top of the charts, but they can certainly have a pretty significant fan base because anybody from across the world can find you if they're looking for you.
That's a really good observation. And I can think of some of this is just the process of aging. But I don't think we have too many songs that we, you know, that all of humanity, or let's say all of this country's humanity, might be humming at the same time.
Exactly.
This many contemporary songs, whereas, you know, even as late as the early 90s, that
could absolutely
be the case. But now, you know, who's top 10? Well, it's every Spotify, Pandora account holder's top 10, and they're all different.
Right, right.
So it's interesting. How has that affected, if at all, your approach to music as a living? Or, I mean, you're probably out playing, I think, right?
Yes.
And you've got a CD or a CD, maybe not, but you have some music available for folks to purchase too.
I do. No, for my last full album, which I released in 2021, I did get CDs printed. I do like having the physical copies still, and I tend to sell a handful at shows from time to time.
I think other people like them too. That's
right.
A good intuition. We don't use them much here these days, but I know very well that people like having that artifact, even though they might listen to it differently. It's nice to have the artifact.
Yes. And for the last one that I did, I kind of set up a system where – kind of a safety net where I didn't want to drop the money into it for nothing. So I started a Kickstarter for it as kind of a pre-order system. The idea was if you donate $5 to this Kickstarter – and if enough people do that, I can raise the money that it costs to get the CDs printed, then I'll get the CDs printed and you'll get a CD. And that way, if I didn't reach the goal, I could say, well, there's not enough interest in getting the hard copies printed, and I'll just release it online and on Spotify and the streaming platforms. But we reached the goal, and so I was able to get my hard copy of things and mail them out to the people who had donated, and I'm very grateful for it because, my car still has a CD player, so I still like having a stack of CDs.
I thought you were going to say my car still runs.
Yeah, as well, that too.
Well, it's a good thing. I mean, it's a win-win.
Exactly.
For everybody. The artist knows that there is enough support to do it. It works. Are you out playing many places?
Yeah, I keep pretty busy. Erie is kind of nicely located about 2 hours away from Cleveland, Buffalo, and Pittsburgh. So the tri-state area has a good collection of restaurants, bars, breweries, wineries that all like to have music. I was in Ashtabula, Ohio last night at Lorello Winery. And then tonight I'm in Butler at Recon Brewing, which they have a couple of locations, actually. They have one in Cranberry as well, and I believe one south of the city now. I forget where specifically. I haven't been to the one south of the city, but they're an excellent brewery.
And so you'll be in the Cranberry one?
The Butler one tonight. That's 7 to 9 tonight, yeah.
And you can go to Tommy Link. It's lovely. It's TommyLink.com. You got it, right?
Yeah.
That isn't always the case. we've linked to Tommy Link. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh. Thanks for doing it. Great to have live music with Tommy Link. The six-stringer how does that go?
Six-stringer song singer.
I like it.
Thank you.
That shows your love of words.
Yes, it's wanting to find a different way to say singer-songwriter and also having a love for alliteration. And
I see what you did there with love for alliteration. But
yeah, it's nailing down a genre is so hard because indie folk only means so much to so many people, and it only kind of captures a little bit. And singer-songwriter can sound like sort of a nothing statement sometimes.
Yep.
So, you just kind of wanted to get something that people would remember that didn't pigeonhole you, but also you weren't misleading anybody.
Yeah, it's hard. And I think the Spotify era, digital music era, I mean, when did we talk about genres so much? you know, it's music, but these days there must be at least 200 different genres you can choose. And how many are you going to
– you're
probably going to fit in many of
right.
them.
Right, so precisely.
I want to be sure I don't talk our way out of world music, but I might if I'm not careful. Tommy Link from Erie is here. You can catch him in Butler this evening. It's Con – what was the
Recon.
Name?
Recon Brewing.
Recon. I like it. What do you want to play next?
We'll do a song from the pre-mentioned 2021 album. The album is called Grow. That's the one that I have hard copies of. It is also fully on streaming services such as Spotify. The song off of it here is called 90 Miles of 90.
Miles from Buffalo to Cleveland. I've come to know like the back of my hand. Long before I'd find you at the airport, holding my breath while I wait for you to land. Miles of 90 left to go. I heard you made it to the Motor City. Yeah, I didn't know a change in scenery was due. Just another hour, and I'll be there with you. Shores of Seattle. Just haven't found the time to get out west. And so for now, I'll settle for Chicago. There's trouble sleeping on the road, and I could use the rest.
That is Tommy Link. And before I go any further, Leo Link writes, thanks for the shout out, Uncle Tom. You sound great. SLB is awesome. Thank you. Leo is in Franklin Park listening. So, Uncle Tommy, how about that?
Good to know that they got a chance to hear it.
Yes, I'm glad you're listening, and thanks for your email. I wanted to mention tonight and some of your other performances, Recon Brewing in Butler, which is on Route 8 past the Clearview Mall, and that is tonight's show, listed as 7 to 9 o'clock.
Correct.
To see Tommy. And then the Edinburgh Hotel Bar, which I think is probably easy to find.
Yeah, right there on the main drag.
That's from 6 to 9 tonight. I'm sorry, Friday the 24th.
Yes.
From 6 to 9. A week from today, the Oasis Pub in Erie from 7 to 10. That's March 25th. And then March 31st, April Fool's Eve, room 33 in Erie from 7 until 10 o'clock. And you can see these gigs. It's Tommy Link, Inc.
Right, INC, yeah.
Yes, Tommy Link, LINK, Inc., INC.com. Easy to find and get to. And a nice, is this image digital or did somebody do
that?
No,
that was a friend.
That's a really nice image.
A friend I went to college with, actually. They're still very proficient and excelling artist. They've published quite a few cartoons and books and things like that. So
yeah, that image looked like a human being was behind it, not simply press this filter and do that. But
exactly.
There's a really nice what would you call it? It almost looks like an engraving of Tommy featured. If you go to TommyLinkInc.com, you can see all of those types of things.
Shout out to A. Andrews for doing the art for that.
Nice. Thanks. Not Archie Andrews. You mentioned comics.
No, Angie.
Okay, yeah. Angie Andrews. Archie Andrews is you know, the Archies, Sugar, all of those types of things. You mentioned some of the songwriters that influenced you.
Yes.
Are there any from either earlier or later eras? And I don't want to challenge you. I'm just curious. I know you mentioned George Harrison.
George, yes.
I was looking on your website. But anybody like more contemporary that you find that you really enjoy?
Absolutely. The past decade, as I mentioned, I've been making an effort to find more people that I like. What I find interesting, though, is I've been drawn towards more modern artists who I would say are not typically the same style of music that I've been playing and writing. Regina Spektor is a very easily the biggest modern influence I have. I've had a chance to see her live once and just cannot get enough of her performances and what she does as a songwriter. Also recently, Michael Kiwanuka, who is a British singer-songwriter. Sammy Ray and the Friends is a band that I was turned on to last year. They're kind of a big jazzy pop group of seven people, and it's very kind of fun dance music and things that I'm not even capable of doing because I don't have a horn section yet. Before that, in a similar vibe, I've been following Lake Street Dive for quite a few years and think they're spectacular. But a good deal of music that is sort of things that I would want to gravitate towards down the road. I would at some point like to work on things that are more than just the guitar and vocals. And I did a little bit of that with my last album, just kind of dabbling in it, me playing all the instruments to the best of my limited capability myself. So like very little piano stuff, a little bit of bass. I can't drum worth anything. So that'll be finding an actual drummer to record with would probably be the first step. And then finding other musicians who actually know how to play their instruments.
So you do see, when you mention the horn section, that perked my ears up a little bit because you said I don't have a horn section yet. Do you see evolution behind from the six stringer song singer? Can you see fronting a band or?
I did for a few years. From I would say it was 2012 to 2016. I was the front man for a band called Strangers and Liars, which continued on with that sort of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers 70s rock vibe. And as far as the original music, a lot of it was me just throwing a song out similar to As I've Played Today, and then the bass player, guitarist, and drummer who I was playing with would kind of come up with their own parts. And we had a good run with that. But I got to a point where balancing playing solo and playing with the band was becoming a lot, and I really wanted to start creating music with a little bit more of my own control. I've really been learning to become a better studio musician, because I am a very impatient studio musician, and learning to record a little bit on my own has taught me how to be able to say more than "I don't like that," because that was usually the problem a lot of times, working with other people, not being familiar with writing parts myself. I didn't feel like I could challenge somebody and write in my own song and say, "Do this instead." It was just, things would pop up and I wouldn't like them, but I wouldn't know how to communicate to make them more what I was envisioning. And recording an album on my own and trying to write different parts, I could take as much time as I wanted. I wasn't on anybody else's schedule. I wasn't throwing all of my money at a studio, not knowing what to do while I was spending the money to do it. And it was really a very big learning experience, coming up with that 2021 album and really getting to learn how to find the sounds that I wanted and not just compromise when I wasn't able to communicate with another musician about what the vision was that I was having.
Did that happen with yourself sometimes, that you would hear something in your head that you wanted to hear out of your guitar, for example, but not be able to duplicate it?
Absolutely. Very, very often. And the trick with timing, too, is that a lot of times I would start working on a song and then I wouldn't get back to the studio to work on it for a month, and I wouldn't even want to do it anymore. Or it would be in that month I started playing it out live in a completely different way, and I would just keep starting from scratch. And it became very tricky, and that was really the big learning project, was learning how to just commit to a sound or be willing to walk away from a song if it wasn't coming together, and not feeling the need to grind out and finish it.
Was it hard to get to done? Did you sometimes find it difficult to finally conclude that the album is done, the mix is
Absolutely.
Done, or to go from the phase of recording tracks, okay, we're done, now we're mastering,
yes.
we're done.
Yes.
I would think for some people, I have to trick myself on those things, and I do that either by deliberately procrastinating. I think there is such a thing, until I have a small amount of time, which means I can't fuss too much.
Yes.
Or deciding that, okay, I am no longer the writer. I am now only the editor.
Right.
And I am now only the publisher. It's hard if you don't to let go, especially if
Absolutely.
It's your own work.
Absolutely.
Interesting. And as much as you might like your bandmates, it's got to be somewhat liberating. It's easier to schedule rehearsals
exactly.
if it's just you.
Exactly.
It's easier to meet with yourself. And generally, you get along with yourself, but not
right.
always.
And truthfully, then, too, it's a little bit more liberating when a gig doesn't go the way that you want it to. Because not that the people I was in the band with ever put that pressure on me, but it's one thing when I walk away from a gig I'm disappointed in, and it's just me, I can brush it off and wait till the next gig. But when it feels like you've also let three other people down, you carry that weight a little harder.
This is Tommy Link. He is from Erie. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being with us. You can catch Tommy at all sorts of places. The Triangle of Buffalo, New York, Erie, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, mm-hmm. also all sorts of places.
That's right. It's a nice 2-hour tri-state radius.
Yes. I guess I didn't Buffalo would be within your range.
Yeah. I've played a handful of places
so,
out there.
I guess it is 3 states. So,
yeah.
and who knows? West Virginia will be on the horizon. We should have time for a couple more.
Sounds good.
What would you like to do next?
Oh, I should have been thinking while we were talking.
Oh. Well, no, you were present. That's good. I'll check while you're thinking. I'll make sure Leo didn't send us another. Oh, he did. Oh no, that's somebody else sing. Hello.
Oh, nice. We'll do the title track from the 2021 album. This is called Grow.
This been wrapped up in your arms. Little things and letters. Try to keep myself from harm. But love will know I could have been better.
Tommy Lank, another good song. You're a good writer.
Thank you.
I guess I'm curious how you write, how these ideas come to you, if there is any standard way of describing it. Do you keep a journal, or are you inspired when you see certain things? Or?
I have a lot of notebooks and very poor organization among them, so they are a bit scattered to the wind, as are the pages. One page could be a grocery list, the next one could be a song I'm working on, the next one could be a set list for a gig. So a lot of it has a lot of different, there's a lot of different processes. I feel like I'm not the only one who I've heard say this, but the ones that you start an idea and you end up with a finished product in a half hour always feel like the best. I don't know what the magic is there, but I've had a handful of good songs that have come out of starting something or writing an idea down and then going back and forth on it. But there's something about when the idea, you just start writing it and it just sort of forms itself.
It happened. I've been into Todd Rundgren lately. Gathering you know him. And, you know, his initial hit as a very young man was I Saw the Light. Not I Saw the Light, but I Saw the Light in Her. And he wrote that in like 15 minutes on the back of a napkin. And that would actually be a great book. It probably exists already, but songs whose writers rhythm very quickly that were just incredibly good. And, you know, that probably does happen more often than we think it does,
right,
at least.
Right.
And I'm not sure what it is. Is it a flash of brilliance, or is it no pressure, or what happens there?
I think it's probably just has to do with a mindset. You know, you're the right thing happens at the right time, and the gears all click, and it just sort of happens. And then the tricky thing is that if you're somebody who wants to continue songwriting, you can't always wait around. You know, you're not, if you're trying to put together a full album, or if you want to have a wider repertoire, you can't always count on when it's going to happen. So you need to, obviously there needs to be a method of not necessarily forcing it, but getting a finished product out of dedication to it, as opposed to just waiting for something to inspire you.
Well, at least capturing it too.
Exactly.
Have you had occasions where, I think we all have, where you had something that could potentially, or could have great potential, and that like you have no way of getting it back, or you say to yourself, oh, I'll remember this. How could I forget it? It's wonderful.
Yes.
And then that's why you end up having a menagerie of notebooks everywhere, so you'll never forget.
Exactly.
That.
Exactly. And then, yeah. And trust me, there's been times where I wish I wrote something down but didn't do anything to record it or indicate a melody, and because that can escape just as easily. You know, sometimes the words by themselves are not enough. And so I've tried to get better at using the recording program on my phone, so I can throw something together on the fly if I'm not near a guitar or a computer and anything like that.
It's hard to do that discipline. I mean, I'm around that kind of technology all the time. I call those moments my periods of temporary sanity.
Sure.
You know, if we have temporary, you know, insanity, we should be allowed to have temporary sanity too.
I agree with that.
where you're thinking very clearly and you got to capture it. We do have time for one more. It's been really fun to have you here. Tommy Link. You can go to Tommy Link, like Link in a chain, INC, TommyLinkInc.com to see his itinerary, learn more about his music, including a 2021 CD that you can get hold of. Is there anything you wanted to say that I didn't give you space to say, or to just let folks know? I want to be sure you get a chance to do that.
I will say, if for anybody using social media, Instagram is my go-to. It's Tommy Link Inc. on Instagram as well. It's very user-friendly, I feel like. I like it much more than Facebook. And you can actually just link your Facebook right to it. So anything I post on Instagram shows up on Facebook as well. But yeah, I try to keep my schedule up to date on the website, as well as post regularly on Instagram to let people know what I got going on. The song I opened with, So Many Mornings, is one I actually just released today. So that is currently available on all streaming platforms. That's sort of been, since I don't know when I'll do another full album again, but for the past year or two, I've been enjoying working on one song at a time. They can be different stylistically, so I'm planning on working on recording more singles this coming year. But yeah, So Many Mornings is the most recent one. That is out just fresh this morning. So feel free to go check that out if you missed it when I was playing it earlier. I'm actually going to tune real quick because I feel like it might have fallen out a little bit while I've been sitting in here. And I can't walk and chew gum. Otherwise, I would have been doing it while I was talking.
That's okay. Tuning is encouraged. As you are tuning, I'm going to thank all of our guests, other guests from today. Sean Reming Jr. from the World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh. Check out, if you wish to, the Youth Fellowship and Youth Board opportunities. Kelly Rotman from Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Playwright Jasmine Roth from the New Hazlett Theater and her play Painting Lessons. Our youth trio, Caden Zhao, Maggie Stack, and Elizabeth Bennett from Youth Chamber Connection, the Time Travelers Trio, and singer-songwriter, six-stringer song singer, first stringer, First string. There's a lot more, but I won't put myself through the ringer. Tommy Link.
Thank you. This last one I'm going to do is a single I released last spring. This is called When I Grow Up.
When I grow up, I will be wealthy and eat at my favorite restaurant every week, at a table just for me and the people I want to be there with me every week. And I suppose I'll get a personal trainer to keep away the extra restaurant weight. I shall sweat and feel the burn and do my best to learn when to eat protein and keep my posture straight. Oh, well, I hope I like my personal trainer. When I grow up, when I grow up, I will be happy, though I won't know precisely what that means. But my life will be so blessed with boredom and success, so well balanced, in perfect harmony, with just the right amount of love and friendship, that I'll be sure that no one is forgot. All the letters and postcards are nothing much too hard to remember. There'll be no afterthoughts. Oh, well, I hope I don't forget your birthday. When I grow up, I can't wait. No, I can't wait. No, I can't wait. When I grow up, I will be wizened, a stately, handsome figure for my age, with finely tailored suits and freshly polished boots of every color for every promenade. And I'll have a walking stick, though I won't need it, to finish my ensemble wizard chic. And they'll laugh, though they can tell I wear it all so well out to the restaurant every week. When I grow up, when I grow up, I can't wait. No, I can't wait. No, I can't wait. Though I'll wait a little longer.
Tommy Link, thank you.
Thank you, Larry,
for being with us today. Thanks to Chad Green for a great mix, to Ty Chorosky for booking all the guests on today's program, among many other things. Ricky Berger for answering phone calls and keeping things on time and in order today. We will look for you next week. I hope you'll meet us here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry,
for being with us today. Thanks to Chad Green for a great mix, to Ty Chorosky for booking all the guests on today's program, among many other things. Ricky Berger for answering phone calls and keeping things on time and in order today. We will look for you next week. I hope you'll meet us here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Da da da.
Burger gets your week off to a good start, I come in and smash that sucker flat. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. And it is, let me see, it's 12 o'clock. And let's do this. Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport. How are ya? Let me hear that band. Welcome, afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon, a doo-wop, your son, a swing, your cup, the crash, the chip, fits the group, workology, Jay Thurber, at 12:04. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Snow showers likely this afternoon, mostly cloudy, high near 38. Looking windy at times. Right now in our weather window in downtown McKeesport, we're at 37 degrees.